Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Right, welcome back. Let's get to work on the Allegro Assai from the Violin Sonata in C Major by Johann Sebastian Bach. We got to the end of this page that was sort of hanging out on the A. Sounded like a kind of an A7 kind of sound there. Now the last page here, we're going to finish this up. It's going to be a bit long maybe, but I'd just like to get through it because this repeats many of the same concepts from the other parts anyway. So now we're looking at clearly a kind of an A7 sound here. Now you could use an open string, of course, but sticking with the thing that I was talking about before, where the finger notes are a little easier to control. I'm just using finger notes on this. Now, what are our options? I mean, this seems like this fourth position is really the only thing I can think of that makes any kind of sense. You wouldn't do something like that. These neighbor notes, these little chromatic neighbor notes, want to be something like this. So I'm playing second finger here to get the root, and then 3-1-3 on the. Now, actually, I can go 3-1-2 because I'm going to grab the C sharp with the third finger, right? And the same pattern. 3-2-1-2, 3-2-1-2, 2-3-1-2, 3-2-1-2, 3-2-1-2. The only reason I don't do 2-1-2 on the first one is because I need to get the root with the second finger. Again, I would repeat this measure over and over again just to. Well, it's a little hard to repeat over because I'm ending with a 2 and also starting with a 2, but. Space in there if you want. What about the next bar? Clearly this is going to D minor, right? So this is tough. How are you going to do it? So you got the, probably want to get the F here, and then where do you put the E? Not here. It's got to be there. So again, I'm just going by what are the things that have to be a certain way, and then forming everything else around that. Two different ways I could get the D. I don't like to get the C sharp down there though. To me, that's too awkward of a switch. So I think I'm going to get the D up here. That way, I can have some continuity in the sound. You know, I could do it. I could do it like that. 4, and then get the D here, and then get the C sharp here. But that's, to me, is weird. That's hard. I prefer
for this. That way I'm getting all the accent notes just with the pinky. It feels kind of continuous. That's a good loop. I don't have to use the second finger to get the bass note because it's a G sharp. Actually, so I'm not doing the same thing. I'm going three. Instead, on this one, well, that's right, yeah. So it's all the same except for the first bit. Because it's not. It's 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2. I don't use the fourth finger at all on that bar. It's kind of a diminished sound. So it goes. It's a diminished sound, which is kind of like an E7, right? I think this is an E7, flat 9 or whatever. So how are you going to play this bar? Could do it there, but we've already been doing it here. Position is probably the best way, because how else are you going to do it? Yeah, you got to do it like this. Yeah. I don't see another way to do it. So that's all on second position. The only trick is I would jump with the third finger, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, as opposed to like 3, 1, 2, 1. I don't know, but that's my preference. I want to keep this finger on this note. It's interesting, you could also, I have this hi-hat here to show where I'm feeling the beat. Sometimes for fun I might change the beat. Like this is in 12, so you could feel it in triplets. Like two bars. Mm-hmm. That's just a practice idea to sort of get out of a rut. You know, if you get stuck in a rut, you change the rhythm, and then it can kind of free you up a little bit. So in any case, we got this far. There we go. Sorry. Okay, so what do we do now? We got this bunch of scale stuff. I don't like this here. Down on this, in this position, it feels weird to me. Too much. To me, this A minor. Minor kind of sound is much easier to play around the A on the sixth string root. So I'm going to jump up there and grab the A with my second finger. So it's going to be a little bit awkward, but it'll be worth it in the end. Actually, it's not that awkward. Scale stuff, and I'm playing that all in fifth position. That could be played somewhere else as well, but I'm thinking A minor. This is like D minor, because it has a C sharp and the B natural. Position. I'm just staying in this position just because I like it. Especially because of that note. I'm looking ahead to that A and the C. That's at the beginning of the fourth system. When it becomes like a C7 sound. Because I would like that to be on a strong finger. As opposed to this. To me, that feels too much reliant on the pinky. So then I land on the D with this instead of with the third finger or even the fourth finger. So this sounds to me like it's. So that whole section I'm playing just in fifth position. And I'm based that on seeing, well, the low note is A, and the high note is like a B. That's perfectly fits in fifth position. So. I'm looking at it, this is some arpeggio stuff. So, clearly this is a C major arpeggio. Not easy for picking. I don't like that. So, I'm going to stay in this position again, because I don't like it down here, because there's all this... No good with the fourth finger. Better here. Or you could do it here. If you like that better. Maybe that's better. Okay, so this is a classic sort of situation where you have to make a choice, and where I would probably change it day to day depending on how I felt, but the question is whether to play to E. Now I'm looking at the from this page, the fifth, beginning of the fifth system, the first bar. Do you do that all with the first finger, like 3, 1? 3, 1, 1, 1, 3, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Basically all ones except for those. 3, 1, 1, 1, 3. The only note played with a different finger than the first finger is the E. The low E. This one. Now if you don't move your left hand, it's going to sound like this. So I'm trying to articulate all the notes. So that's going to sound like I'm kind of lifting my finger off. That's not particularly easy to do. This might be easier. Grabbing the E up here, as opposed to. Now the next one, same exact thing on the dominant now, on G. Why am I moving up position? Because I'm looking at this. I don't want to do it here. I know that's terrible. So I'm thinking of this, and then I'm thinking of this. Sure that my camera is pointed at my hands correctly here. I'm looking at the sheet music. That's hard. That might be better. I think that's better. But when you come here, let me go back to the sheet music. So we got. See, now that's too hard to reach. That's not bad, but this. Of course, that's because of the tuning of the guitar. You know, you get the between the G and the B string, you have to make bigger stretch. So, I guess I'm gonna use the B on the first string there. But that means that I changed my picking pattern. See, I might, just, even though it's harder, I might stick with keeping the same kind of feeling. I messed it up. That's a matter of choice. Now the next one is what? Okay, now we've got it. We're going up really high on the instrument. This is the first time we've been up here. So we need to know that let's see. How are we going to get up there? If we're down here, we'll never make it. This is too low. So we have to start. We could be all the way up here. Strictly in position, I guess that's correct. I'm playing a G major scale, right? I don't really like, I'd rather play that. Just reach up. Now, you know, with getting these high notes up here, you can reach more frets. I'm reaching a fourth here, as opposed to if I reach a fourth down here. It's not so great. But up here, not a problem, right? I mean, it depends on the size of your hands, but I have normal sized hands. I'm also looking at this pattern that's coming up, so. And I know I'd like to be up around this area of the neck, roughly. So if I come from this, how am I going to get there? that makes sense to me. As opposed to... That's forcing the hand to go back down the neck. And I need to be up here for the... I've already decided I want to be in ninth position. And then in tenth position. For this whole excursion. So, if I want to get up there, I have to play this... be in ninth position for that, the third bar of that system that starts with this. So. And I'll practice that little move. Because that's an awkward thing. So from the beginning of this page, I'll just so we can be in the same place. So we're starting here. Sorry. Ugh. So that's where we're at. Now we got, this is a G major, obviously. And I'm hitting that D, that repeated D with the first finger, and everything else I'm just with whatever fingers are available. Mostly the third finger, right? It's hard for me to say the numbers. That measure's exactly the same, except it changes to an F natural, which means it's like a G7 type of sound, right? And then we got... Okay. There's no other way to play this, I don't think. It's got to be 12th position. I'm playing a C major. That's almost the same as the first version of that. That's four bars before, so it has... So I did another move, moving the first finger. You couldn't really hear it, but... Here, where my first finger's on the D, I'm bringing it up to the E. Because I have to play it there. I don't see another way to do it. And then back to the G formation. Okay, so that's... And then we've got, looks like a, oh. Like a 2-5, right? Obviously, this is echoing all this string skipping stuff that we did before the... All that kind of stuff that came earlier. Now this is echoing that theme. There's, I guess, a number of ways you could do this. But we're coming from, where are we coming from? We're coming from... You could do it there. Looking at this D7, I know I want that to be here. Not up here. Just doesn't sound as good. So, if the D7 is going to be here, I'm going to make the A here. Like this. Right, I'm just thinking about where do I want to go and how do I get there? That's a bit of a jump. But that's all right. It's not that bad. Because I can hit that with my third finger and then get down to my first finger here. Right. Second finger on that root. Now I'm doing this kind of G major. Okay, that's all third position, very easy. Just out of this G major scale. Okay, and then the last phrase, what do we got here? Goes to C minor. How are you going to do that? I'm seeing that I have to get up to this F natural, so I don't like this. I like this better. So I'm going to start here. And again, remember when we played I decided to do it here instead of on the three string version. So again, I'm going to use the same formation. It's just backwards. So, come there with the fourth finger. I want this to be here, obviously. I'm looking at the extremes again of the melody. I'm seeing that it goes down to G. Because this, remember when we did it? This is that kind of. That part. It's that kind of, it's echoing that. So how am I going to get there? That's no good. So I have to get there earlier. So I'm going to, instead of playing this, fourth bar from the end. I'm going to play it here. Which I like anyway, because that looks to me more like C minor. As opposed to... I like this more than this. Then I can just slide down. Easy. So... Oh, sorry. Right. All this in third position, no problem. So that whole section from the, I don't know, I'll take it from the sixth system from the end where we did those arpeggios. Time. section. I got to say that's real challenging for me anyway. Maybe for you all it's no problem, but for me to get it clean, get every note right, I should really be doing it slower. I should be doing it like. Spot I have trouble with. Well, yeah, I gotta work on this. I mean, I don't have to, but I'm not satisfied with the way I'm playing this right now. See, it's part of it is planning ahead while you're doing it and thinking about what's coming up next. I find that if I'm not doing that, if I'm just thinking about what I'm doing right now, I'll get stuck and I'll trip over, I'll stumble on things. So I always have to be thinking, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? While I'm here. I'm thinking of, and while I'm there, I'm thinking of, and while I'm there, I'm thinking of the next thing. So if I keep that frame of mind, I can play much better. And that's a spot with trouble. Isolate that spot. I know I stumbled there, so I'm going to isolate that and just work on it. Anyway, I think that's enough of this piece. I think we've had enough of this, but the idea is how to find fingerings. I don't know. The takeaways are usually finding things that have to be played a certain way. Finding things that have to be played only one way is logical to play them. So I find all those spots, and then everything else, I try to find a kind of a way, that smooth way for me to get from point A to point B, and hopefully a way that I can do it without looking at my hand. Like if I have to make a huge jump, like from the bottom of the neck up to the top, you know, then that's what it is. But I try to not do that because I don't want to have to look at my hand to double check that I'm in the right place. I want to be able to just do it by connecting positions and connecting fingerings so that it can all be a smooth flow. Let me know if you have any questions or any thoughts. I've had a couple of questions in the course of this that I'm going to try to get to.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work.
And thanks to new members.
This podcast was produced by Ed Gavin, with the original source being a video on Patreon.
If
you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.